Good morning. My guest this morning is Ellen Bluestein from the Jewish Community Festival. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, we are going down the line, and the end of that line is approaching of the films that are being shown at the festival. We are today talking about a film called Dressing America. That's a very interesting title. It's going to be presented on November 7th. That's a Thursday. Two performances, 1 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. in Sebastopol.
Yes, all of our films are showing at Rialto Cinemas in Sebastopol this year.
So what about Dressing America? What does that mean?
This is turning out to be an incredibly popular film. Tickets are selling like crazy. I started out by asking everybody who watched it on our committee, was your grandfather a tailor? That so many Jewish immigrants were involved in the garment trade from the very beginning of their time landing in the United States. In the old world, if you could get a sewing machine, it was a means to making a living. And some people started out with push carts selling rags. That in Yiddish is shmata, where the term the shmata trade comes from, which is what some people call the garment business. This particular documentary is about the history of Jewish immigrants in the garment industry. It takes place in the Lower East Side of New York, which was not the only place, you know, in the garment district of New York was not the only place where this existed in this country, but became the most famous.
Certainly one of the major places.
Yes. Yeah. And people identify it easily.
I remember seeing photographs of guys on the Lower East Side pushing huge racks of clothing on hangers down the streets in that garment district.
Yes. And there's one scene in the film where they talk about the buildings where when ready-to-wear clothes were established, you know, later in time, where the manufacturers were, and people would just say, what building do you work in? And they wouldn't say the address. They would just say the number, and everybody knew what building it was, and that was in the garment business.
So what era was that?
We're really talking about the late 19th through the 20th century.
Uh-huh.
And the transition from people working in little sweatshops in their homes. In the Lower East Side of New York, there's a place called the Tenement Museum, and one of the things they feature there is a house that was basically a little sweatshop where the mother might sew and might have a few other people, and the kids are running around. And then they created factories, and then they created ready-to-wear, copying the European designers. Till we got to people like Ralph Lauren and Donna Karan, who are so famous, and you don't necessarily know that they're Jewish. They've just become American icons of style, and they created an American style as opposed to everybody copying a European style. So it's that transition.
Who are the people that put the movie together?
You know, I don't know much about them, about the guys. You know, I got the film from them, but they have not interjected much of themselves in this. I know that the garment industry helped to finance the film, and I'm sure they had a lot more footage than the 1 hour that the film has. I have a cousin in the garment business named Barbara Lesser, Barbara and Mark Lesser. They have a manufacturing business down in Los Angeles called Fibers by Barbara Lesser, and she will be coming up to speak after the film because they have spent their lives in this industry.
Oh, that's wonderful. How nice that you were able to put that one together.
It is. It's really nice. And I get to visit with my cousin. And there's a short film with it.
Uh-huh.
It's called California Schmear. And it's also about the transition of Jewish immigration in the United States in relationship to the bagel. And it's about what's happened to the lowly little bagel.
What a double bill.
And Los Angeles and what kind of bagels we have now versus what arrived historically.
Okay, we're out of time. Let's tell people that this is Dressing America, Thursday, November 7th, 1 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. at the Rialto Cinemas in Sebastopol. For information, on the telephone, it's 528-4222. Online, it's jccsoco.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.